Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 357, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island and sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Michael?
I'm good. Doing well, Pods. How are you?
Not too bad. And this week we are joined by Sue from Minnesota. Hi, Sue. How are you today?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. You have a little trip coming up pretty soon, right?
Yes, finally.
Yes. That's what we're here to talk about. But before we get to that, Mike, what's new with you? How's the weather down in Florida? Make me
joke. We got a little cold front last night, Pods. Going to get down to 40 degrees overnight.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
What's the high, like up in the 60s?
62 tomorrow and Sunday, yep.
So that's like everyone's got the mittens out and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you actually feel like that's like 60 during the day? Does it feel
cool? No, it's beautiful, especially if it's sunny, because the sun's so strong.
Yeah. I was going to say, because I know like the 40 always feels cold, especially at night. 40's cold, no matter what. I mean, but
when it's cloudy and there's a little bit of breeze and it's 62, yeah, it sucks.
That's true. Remember when I was down there in January, your Gina's first trip, we were on the boardwalk and it was
windy. That was one of the worst days, wasn't it?
It was probably, you said that you had been there for over a year. And I think you said that was the worst day that you'd been in Florida, just walking on the boardwalk. And I think it was like 58, cloudy and windy.
Windy.
It was miserable. Sue's sitting there. She's like, it's 10 degrees where I am. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Hey, the feel like is 14 right now. Thank you.
Oh, that's not bad. It's January and you're still in double digits. That's a win for you, isn't it?
There is so much like hoarfrost is what it's called, like where everything has that like white gleam to it. The whole state
hoarfrost?
No, stop it.
Easy.
Stop. I thought that's what she said.
I don't want to edit this thing, so you guys better keep your mouths in order here.
That's what it's called.
Hoarfrost.
Oh.
No, it's hoarfrost.
Oh, really?
See?
Okay.
I want like an apology, please.
I do apologize. I didn't think that was a real scientific term. It's probably not a scientific term, but
it was the one day I paid attention in science class.
Yeah, you heard that. Ooh, okay.
Let me write. How do you spell that? Put down the Sports Illustrated, open up the notebook.
That's
is that with a W or just an H?
Yeah, exactly.
It's beautiful, whatever it is, but yeah, I hate saying it because obviously.
But that doesn't sound. That sounds.
Do you put the word "dirty" before it? Because that's what I would be saying when I see it first thing in the morning. Because it's all over your car, and you're doing a Lundegaard's trying to scrape the ice off your windshield.
I've never heard this term before.
Google it. It's
I
for
am
real.
Right now.
Jerry it's Lundegaard. Beautiful. Everything has just fleeing a white interview. Coating.
He's fleeing the interview.
Snow.
Okay, so it says, although most Minnesotans misspell it as W-H-O-R-E frost. It has nothing to do with ladies of the night. H-O-A-R-F-R-O-S-T happens when the air is warm and relatively humid, and then the temperature drops below freezing. So it is not spelled W-H-O-R-E. It is H-O-A-R, which takes a lot of the fun out of it.
Right. We should probably say like hoar frost, like get the A in there somehow that it's... But it's weird because it was one side.
I think that's actually how the Sopranos pronounce it, right? Hua?
I think you're right about that. That's the New Jersey version.
Okay.
With the gabagool. Anyways, it's Scriadelle. What is it? The Scriadelle? That was like the pastry they always ate.
Oh, was it?
In The Sopranos. Yeah, that was my favorite one. So you like that, though, the little, everything's white.
That's why I got married in January, because that's how I pictured my wedding, was all the beautiful white trees and like just the sparkly frost on everything. So,
Do you know what I found out in the pre-interview today, Mike?
What's that, Pods?
That Sue went ice fishing on her honeymoon. Does that sound fun to you? Is that something you would like to do?
I wouldn't want to do it any day. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to do it in July.
I wouldn't either. You'd sink right to the bottom, sir.
Unless you understand ice fishing.
Yeah. That sounds miserable.
Yep, on Mille Lacs Lake for half of our honeymoon. That's how much I love my husband.
Well, at least he cooked meals for you. Some walleye pike.
Put a little snooze in the front of the lip.
Oh, no. Huh? No.
Out there, Lake Mille Lacs, up there, ice fishing. That's just me and Grandma.
That's where the boys are tonight, is ice fishing. So that's where it came from.
Well, they're staying in Bemidji tonight.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. They're at Leech Lake, I heard. I got all the info.
God.
10 minutes and I get all the info on
this. Got the choppers on.
Oh, definite choppers.
I don't think Doug owns choppers.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. That's probably why Doug wasn't responding to our nonsense today. He was up driving up north.
He took 2 weeks off. You know how he takes those 3 weeks and then we'll just get a YA and then then we'll tear up for another 3 months.
It's not much more with me either. Like, I'll text him something and I get one word answers just like you guys. So it's not like you're special. It's all of us.
Oh, that's good.
He's a man of little words.
I thought for sure the beginning of the way the morning started off, he would be getting involved in that.
Yeah, that was a good morning conversation.
How are you right now?
I feel fine. It was that once I did that, I was good.
Did you want to tell Sue what we talked about this?
I think she kind of figured it out. Yeah. I hear parts because he like will giggle or say something and I'm good. Like you guys just have your, that's for you guys.
It's funny though, because I went to send you the link for this and I looked back, the last time I messaged you was when we were on the gentleman's trip and you had warned me about how Doug shouldn't have ice cream, because I sent you a picture of him with the ice cream. Yeah. You're like, don't feed him ice cream. You're going to regret it.
Don't feed him ice cream, idiots. And you regret it. That's right.
That was the following day. That was the worst smell I've ever, worst smell in my life.
I was like, it's old.
You had allergies or something.
I was cold. I had a cold, so.
That was the worst smell of my life. I've never experienced anything like that. And the door was shut.
I deserve some kind of award, I feel like, for being his wife.
Speaking of, you can see that reaction if you go to our YouTube channel, www.youtube.com, search for us at WDW Beyond the Gates, and it would be the Holiday Inn?
The Orange Lake review, yeah.
Just as we're going into one of the spare rooms, I do show the closed bathroom door, and then there's a reaction for a few minutes. So.
Yeah, the camera starts shaking because you're laughing.
I think you asked me if I was going to be okay.
Yeah, should we stop? Do we have to edit this? So, Sue, you did bring a beverage with you, I heard. So, what's your unofficial beer sponsor of the week?
Mine is Loon Juice. Yeah, it's made in Spring Valley, Minnesota. It's pear and apple cider.
I gotta look that. That place looks like it's a freaking hellhole. Let's see where this godforsaken town is.
Doug said it's in southern Minnesota.
What's the name of it?
Spring Valley, Minnesota is where it's bottled.
Sounds like they'd have a nice golf course there. Spring Valley Country Club. That sounds like a nice place.
So we have family who live in Spring Valley, Wisconsin.
Oh.
Which is right by...
I'm looking at the cute downtown area.
Is it cute?
Oh, yeah. It's got the little Catholic church and...
I'd be right at home there.
How is it? Pretty good? Good cider? Is this one you've had before?
Yes. Yeah. Well, this is what I had to get me through Willing's Christmas last weekend. So I had a couple left.
It's almost on the Iowa border. So it's directly south of Rochester.
That's what he said. That's what he thought. Yeah.
Interesting. You still going through the Coors Lights bill, or you're back to Bud Light?
We're back to Bud Light. Those are on special now, Pops.
Oh, they're on special.
Yeah.
Well, I have a Narragansett Fresh catch. This is not my traditional Narragansett. It's got the lobster on it. And it's a Citra Session Ale. It's a 4.2 alcohol by volume. This is their kind of like their summery hoppy one. So Narragansett Fresh Catch. One sip, everybody knows the rules. I mean, it's good for something hoppy, which I'm not usually liking. It's not too bad. I love Narragansett, as you know. The lager is my favorite. That's my go-to. This one is not bad. This is a good summer beer, so I don't know why I'm drinking it today, but I'll give it a 5.8 on the 1 through 10 scale. 5.8. So not too bad. Is there anything else you want to add here? Should we get into our first break, sir?
Let's get into our first break, Pods.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, we are back from break. This is episode number 357 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. We're joined by Sue from Minnesota. You have a little trip coming up. We're going to do a trip preview. This was like a last minute kind of needed to get out of the state kind of thing. Is that what it came down to, or had you been planning this?
Well, I mean, we've been trying to get down there since August. So yeah. We plan a trip every August, and we got the discount and everything that was people were getting because we had free dining, and obviously there was no dining plan. So we had this discount. We kept pushing. We kept pushing. Doug's work kept saying, no, you can't leave. No, you can't leave. And finally, this time he talked to his work and they said, take 2 weeks. So I know
the stress of those corporate weasels not allowing time off all too well. Yeah. Anyways, continue.
Yeah.
So finally, I said, that's it. We're doing it. We have stuff going on through January. Marshall has a piano recital. It's our wedding anniversary and I have a shower. So finally, I've picked the dates for the week after and booked everything in like, I don't know, one day. I just decided that's it. We're going. So need to get out of here. I haven't even been watching anything Disney because I'm just... You know, the Disney depression had set in where I was like,
other than our YouTube channel, though, right, Sue?
Right. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's not very convincing, is it? No, it
didn't sound like I mean, that's my
sound endorsement right there.
I mean, that's what pops up every time I turn on my YouTube. It's just because I watch it so much for sure.
Makes sense. The algorithm just shoots that at you every time.
Absolutely. Yep.
Speaking of, I saw a water taxi video got put up today.
Yeah, that came out. Yep, that came out. So by the time we listen to this episode, that'll be out on our YouTube channel. A little water taxi over to the Magic Kingdom. Beep, beep.
So how long's the trip? A few days?
On property for five nights or six nights. Right. January 29th through February 4th on property is what we're... Right now, what I'm booked at Pop for. So,
nice. Did you get a decent rate at Pop? I haven't really looked and seen what the rates are looking like. Pretty standard.
It's about what, 132 a night, I want to say, is what it was.
So no really deep discounts on that.
No, I think rack rate was like 170 almost.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, for Pop? But, there was another discount for like 2 days of free park tickets if you bought three, and that one actually made it more expensive because of the rack rate.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, that's not really a great deal to get two park days for free. It's only an extra, like, $40.
Well, I mean, like, I looked at 4 days for us or 5 days, and the difference was about $100 for one extra day total.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, it was. And then Coronado was only about another $30 a night to stay there, but I think I'd rather be at Pop with the
Pop. Just a pillow, just a place to lay your head.
I was going to say
because of the Skyliner.
Yes, because of the Skyliner. Coronado is in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So
I'm getting a very bad cramp in my leg right now, but we'll continue. I'll work through it here.
Kind of like Animal Kingdom Lodge, Bill. You know, it's 45 miles to.
Well, no, but it is nice to have the Skyliner.
We've never ridden the Skyliner, actually. Well, Marshall, Marshall and I have not. Because our last trip in November, which was kind of a mess, when we destroyed our car.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving last year was the last time we have been in Florida. So
that's a long time for you guys. You're usually down, what, 2-3 times a year, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. So we haven't been in Florida or been to Disney or anything since last November. And that trip was
not a mess. Memorable, but not the way you wanted.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I plan one park day for each park right now. I just don't know that we need more than that with the limited capacity and the no fast passes. I kind of built in a day in the middle. I don't know if Marshall's going to have a golf partner for while they're in Disney. Looking at you, Mr. Hurley.
You got to play golf with your buddy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll go play somewhere.
But I didn't know if it would be Disney or closer to your house. Either way, I have a day built in for both.
Oh, well. They're planning Susie over here.
Sue is a good planner. She got it all figured out.
You guys, I have like all kinds of pages of notes.
Are you normally a big, like, do you plan everything out, or you just what we're doing that day and then you just play it by ear once you get there?
I'm kind of somewhere in the middle. Like, okay. I plan each park. I go through the crowd calendars. I look and see, you know, what Len tells me I should do. And then I plan, like, kind of, okay, well, let's try and hit here for breakfast or here for lunch, that kind of stuff. And then I kind of let it go from there. I'm not, like, crazy. I don't have every minute planned.
But that sounds like you're way too over the top for me.
Well, yeah, for you, just getting up in the morning is too over the top for you.
Yeah. I mean, he made a tea time and a dining reservation the last time we came down. So I feel like, yeah.
He's off the hook for a little while.
Yeah. I mean, a tea time, well, technically he made it for a week too early. But he tried really hard.
There you go, Bill.
What?
You made the tea time for the wrong week last time?
Yeah, correct. I don't see you in here.
Well, there you go, Mr. Hurley. Yeah, we already charged your credit card. Don't worry about that. That's funny. So what, you're staying at Pop. What are the obviously, what order in the parks are you thinking right now?
Well, have you guys looked at the times, like the park hours?
They're open for about 4 hours a day.
Yeah, it's real short. So, I mean,
Epcot's what, like 11 to
try like noon, or they might have extended their hours, but they were at noon.
Oh, really?
It's 11 when we're there.
Oh,
so,
is it 11?
My thought is the first day, Animal Kingdom, because get the early days over with when we're like still super excited to be there. Mm-hmm. So, Animal Kingdom opens the earliest. So, I thought first day, Animal Kingdom. I really want. We always eat at Satuli Canteen.
Well, of course, if you're staying at Pop, you have to eat at Satuli Canteen, right, Billy?
I guess. What's that have to do with Pop?
Yeah.
Because they're both cheerleader places. They just go hand in hand.
Okay, I get it. But we used to do Yak and Yeti all the time, the quick serve outside one, because they have the best little tiny French fries, shoestring French fries.
Now that you can get those protein bowls at Satuli, you got to get those, and those little burger bites.
I love the burger pods. They're so good.
I haven't had those yet. I haven't been blown away by Satuli. It's fine. I've been there twice and it was okay both times.
You use the word okay for a lot of places. You're becoming more and more miserable like me, aren't you?
I think you're rubbing off on me.
I think 6 years of this podcast, you just become a cranky, miserable person. And I like it. Don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying it.
I don't know. I just think Satouli's a little expensive.
I mean, you were killing the sandwich place today.
Oh, I've always hated Earl of Sandwich.
Doug just said he wanted to go there.
That's probably because I sent the picture of the garbage that I saw on the
Minnesota sandwich with the mac and cheese and the filth. That's like diarrhea top with mac and cheese, didn't it?
That's the hot plate sandwich, right? Oh. Is that what the hot dish? Is that what they call it up there? Yeah,
the hot
dish. That's what it looks like. Sandwich. It looks like hot dish on a sandwich.
With cream of mushroom and tater tots.
Oh, I hate tater tot hot dish. Just
throw that in the oven, let it go.
He wants the turkey one, the holiday sandwich. He's like, oh, that sounds good.
There's nothing wrong with Earl. I wasn't blown away by it, but I like to rip it because everyone likes it.
I don't like hot sandwiches. My sub needs to be not hot. I'm sorry. I don't need, no.
Oh, see, I disagree with that. Mm. I love a toasted sandwich. Nope. Italian grinder toasted.
Nope. You're wrong.
That's fine. I've been wrong before. It won't be the last time.
But then that night, we're still kind of looking for somewhere to go for dinner because...
What time do they close? 6?
5.
5
p.m., yes.
So, I mean, Bill, you're staying at Pop Century. I mean, there's nothing... Everything Pop Food Court. Come on.
I mean, that's the best food court on property. Negative. I know you're being a pain in the ass on purpose, but it is the best one.
Everything has such limited menu right now. Like, I've looked through... dang near every menu on property at this point, trying to look for something like the fried chicken and waffles at the Grand Floridian Cafe is not there right now.
That's not good.
Right. There's something missing from every restaurant we usually go to that we would want. So we're looking at a couple different places. One is in the Riviera Resort.
Mm-hmm.
Their quick service looks pretty darn good.
Oh, is that that's not the one down by the poolside bar, is it?
Yeah, it's called like Primo Piatto or
they have those like grilled cheese the Monsieur, whatever that thing's called with
Yep, they do. Yep. So that looks kind of good. And then the one actually at Coronado, the new one outside the tower, it's called Three Bridges.
Oh yeah, right in the middle of the water there. Yeah.
Sebastian's open yet?
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's too bad.
So we looked at both of those, or we'd have to go to Disney Springs again.
Although it is nice in Riviera because you could just take the Skyliner.
Right, that's what I thought. But I was thinking about doing that for breakfast one day when we have a late start day.
No, get the breakfast. I heard the breakfast is terrible there.
What?
I heard the breakfast is terrible, yeah.
They have pancakes that look really good with like...
It's like $75.
No, not Topolino.
You get like a muffin and an order of Mickey waffles. It's like $80.
Not Topolino. I wouldn't go to the character breakfast. I'm just talking about the quick service.
Now, have you looked into the Swan and Dolphin restaurants as a potential for dinner that first night?
No, I haven't actually. Are they open right now? I mean,
you're smirking right now, Bill. Are we going somewhere with this?
Oh, I mean, there's just, you talk about the limited stuff, but I really don't. I haven't looked into the menus there, but if you want, like, you know, they got Kimonos, you got Il Molino, you got Shula's if you want something fancy. A lot of good options. At
Shula's is open because that was one of the options for reservation when I was looking. Doug really wants to do Il Molino at some point.
You know what's nice, too? I've looked at those menus over there, and they're not, like, limiting them like all the Disney places.
Well, I think
Disney's offering you, like, basically a cheeseburger and chicken nuggets, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Zach had just gone to Il Molino on his most recent trip, right?
Yeah, he got the chicken palm. I think he got, like, 7 entrees, it sounded like, didn't it?
Yeah. So I think Il Molino's got the full menu.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And that you could technically do on the Skyliner, because you could walk from Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Or Epcot.
Oh, I made Doug do that once, and I never heard the end of it.
What, walking?
Yes. From Hollywood Studios, we walked to the Beach Club to do breakfast at Cape May.
Mm-hmm. It's a great walk. What's wrong with it? Was he 25 years old? He can't hoof it a quarter of a mile?
Oh, he complained forever about it.
I love that walk.
It's so relaxing, isn't it?
I did that walk 3 times in one day.
What? That's kind of crazy.
I had park hoppers. I was at Hollywood Studios with my parents, and I walked to Epcot, and then I walked back to Hollywood Studios to meet them, and then they walked with me back to Epcot.
We always used to take the boat, and that would be Marshall's nap time, is when the boat would take us between the two, the friendship boats or whatever.
Yeah. But you could take the Skyliner to the Epcot one and then walk from there, too.
Yeah, that one, that would be a totally easy walk. You're right.
Il Molino's a good choice. I mean, I'd rather do Il Molino than the quick service at the Riviera if you gave me the option of those two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only time we've ever been in this one in Dolphin is when we went to Shula's, honestly. Mm. Otherwise, we've never, ever been in there. So that is a good option.
See, that's why you come here. You get the good advice.
Right. Exactly.
We're not just a couple of pretty faces, so.
Because we do. We talk about Beyond the Gates.
Exactly.
Right. So our second day is Magic Kingdom Day, just because it was what fit in.
Better get on Hall of Presidents. That one's closing down too, Pods.
It will. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I just saw it today on the news.
They'll close it for a while anyway, because then if they do a Biden one, mm-hmm. they're gonna have to close it, and then they may just like quietly just sweep it under the rug and never reopen it. Put a
planter. I mean, why would you have a classic?
Well, like we said, they'll probably put some stupid movie crossover there, or they'll just do like a preview of movies coming out.
Yeah,
there you go.
They do in the Hollywood studios. Just yeah, come in and sit down and watch a movie.
$105 ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
Come preview the stuff we're going to charge you $20 to watch.
That night, same idea. Magic Kingdom closes at 6. So
Magic talked Kingdom about is 6. That's so stupid, isn't it?
We talked about like taking
it used to
the
be
boat.
Midnight when I was a kid. 6. I mean,
yeah,
it's so dumb. And you know what? When things open up, they're like, holy Christ, we can keep this thing closed for 6 hours, save money, and these idiots are still going to come and pay the money.
Yeah, that's definitely true. They're like, we'll open it till 8. 8 o'clock is nice in the summer. That's great. It's not even dark yet. They're kicking you out.
Except when we have a hard ticketed event, then it goes down to 7 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Halloween party, we close at 4. Get out.
I hope at some point soon they start some kind of night entertainment. The electric water pageant started again, so we'll have to find time at some point to watch that, because that's my favorite thing. So we were talking about that day taking a boat like over to Geyser Point.
I'm on board with that.
Or over to P&J's Takeaway, because of course we have to visit the fort while we're there.
Oh yeah.
At some point. The other option for that night is Sunday supper at Enzo's Hideaway. It's a special, like, full, like, dinner that you get with
appetizer. It's like a typical Italian thing, like, where you get the pasta. Or I don't know how many different entrees they have, right?
It's, we did it. I don't remember if it was the last time we were there that we did it. It's only served on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And it's salad and then, like, a charcuterie board. And then you get like a unlimited rigatoni with like a sauce, gravy like sauce. Whatever, yep. Yeah. And then there's like meatballs, and then you actually get roasted chicken, roasted potatoes, and vegetables.
Sounds like the West Valley Inn, Bill. Where we
it does, doesn't it? Little league banquet.
The little league banquets.
Little league banquet.
What they'd give you. They'd give you the chicken escarole soup.
Yeah.
They'd give you the salad, French fries, pasta, and then roasted chicken and meatballs.
No, were you part of the everybody gets a trophy or no?
No, we didn't.
Your generation isn't part of that?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-mm. Either is Marshall's anymore. Like, they get first, second, third, and they're done, thankfully. They figured out that turned out badly for people.
Those banquets were good, though, weren't they, Pods? Oh, you cannot. Yeah. That soup is so good.
It is.
Did you ever get their soup?
To go?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to go when I was working at the golf course. It was only like 5 minutes away. They had like the little to-go shop, so I'd get lunch from there a couple times a week.
At West Valley?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we used to have that Thanksgiving. My dad used to get a big old like 10-gallon thing of those.
And that's five-gallon bucket.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to have the West Valley Inn soup on Thanksgiving morning. You remember? Yeah. Or Thanksgiving afternoon.
Yeah.
And then all the buffoons would try to carve the turkey. My grandfather, your dad, or your dad, and my dad, with the electric, like, yeah, let me. Anyways, continue, Sue. Day four. What are we? Are we on day four or three?
I think we're on two still.
Oh, okay.
My problem with Sunday supper is that it's like $50 a person now.
And even for Marshall?
Marshall's like 25. And then $50 for Doug and I. And that's, I mean, that's a lot for one.
Do you get a glass of wine with it?
No. No, but you can bring
your
own.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
There's no corkage fee on Sundays. So you could actually bring a bottle of wine. And they'll serve it for you. But I don't know. Marshall talks about it a lot, so probably we'll end up sucking it up and paying.
That crazy, considering if you get like the salad and then the charcuterie.
Mm-hmm.
And but how much pasta are you gonna eat? Unlimited rigatoni. I mean, you're not gonna eat like six bowls of pasta.
No. And then the desserts suck. And you know how I am with desserts. Like, desserts my favorite thing. And they're all Italian places never have good desserts.
The tiramisu, you don't like tiramisu?
I don't. I love coffee. I mean, I can drink black coffee all day long as my beverage, but for some reason, I do not like tiramisu.
See, I like, so that whenever I go to an Italian place, I always get the tiramisu and I always enjoy it. But like cannolis, I don't like cannolis that much. They always give me heartburn. I like tiramisu though. But if you don't like it, that's not a good thing because then there's not really much else.
Mm-hmm. I know. I don't know. We're still deciding on that one. The next day is our day off. I don't know. Like, I mean, really at the Pop Century pool, I don't know if we'll do the pool time or if we'll just kind of resort hop and hang out. If Mike comes down, that would be a good day for golf, or we'll play mini golf because we always end up doing that at least once while we're there.
Nice.
Marshall loves his mini golf.
Oh, yeah. Mini putt putt, as they call it up there in Minnesota. Go to the mini putt putt.
I like, we've played every course now, even the hard one at Fantasia Gardens.
Yeah,
we've played all the courses, and my favorite is Winter Summerland, doing the summer side.
Oh, okay.
I think that's adorable. But
I haven't done that. I need to do those next time I'm down there.
Marshall and Doug like the actual court, like the hard course at
The grass one. Yeah,
at Fantasia Gardens, where it's actually just real golf, I guess, kind of.
Billy, turn to the side. I want to see this man bun.
Oh my God, you have a man bun?
I mean, you basically, like, you look like you could be like a...
Remember, like, Scott Pollard?
Yes, from Kansas.
That's who that's my inspiration, Scott Pollard.
Yeah, so I see that. You also look like you could be like a Puerto Rican UCF fighter.
Oh, I'm good with that too.
And then my other one is Miguel Angel Jimenez.
Oh, those are all good.
Just get a heater going, get some acne, and you're good to go.
Do that little, what's his thing where he did the stretching, right?
Stretching was beautiful.
Yeah.
Hold like a 7-iron and get down like around his shoes and just start twisting. Sue's like completely lost. She's like,
can I
start reading on her tablet like Susie does?
What have I gotten myself into? Oh. I didn't notice the bun. I really didn't. See, my timer is right there where your head is. So it's blocking it.
That's smart on your part to block my face. That's what people do. That's why the pandemic's been good for me. Wearing a mask, it really helps me out.
People are so much more receptive when they can't see your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Girls actually don't run out the door.
So then is good old Hollywood Studios Day. Have you, Mike, ridden Rise of the Resistance yet?
Yes, dear.
You did?
Have you listened? When was the last time you listened to the podcast?
I guess who hasn't been listening to the podcast?
Hold on. We talked about this. I have been in a Disney depression. I have not listened to any Disney podcast. I have not followed.
That's why our numbers are down 75%.
Yeah, only half the Willie
household. Hey, I still download the dang thing.
You gotta listen on two separate smartphones.
I still download the dang thing, and so does Marshall.
I just don't listen to it. That's fair.
I have not listened. Okay, I'm supportive.
That's fine. Why don't you go ahead and answer that, Mike?
Have you been on it?
I I have not listened lately. I have not listened to anything Disney in probably 6 months. So, yeah. So you have then, huh?
Yes.
That's great.
Yep.
Oh, did you enjoy it?
I did. However, we both agree that we like Flight of Passage better. And we don't know if it's because
the duration, we're not
into Star Wars thing. We everything about it. We just like Flight of Passage.
Are you a Star Wars fan, Sue?
No, I've never seen one of the movies.
Yeah. So you may fall in that same.
I don't hate it. I thought I've ridden it in Disneyland.
Oh, you went on Rise of Resistance out west?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's the same exact ride.
I think it's the same thing. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, is it something I don't know? Or I missed, or
no, I don't know.
You get
know.
Your foot massaged at the one in Florida and I missed that, or
no, I was just asking if you liked it. I just think it's a lot of stuff you have to do. It's like super stressful. Oh, you gotta get a boarding pass, you gotta get up now. How you do right now is that you have to get up and be on your phone at 7 a.m. even though Hollywood Studios doesn't open till 10.
Oh, she really has been completely out of touch with the Disney community, hasn't she, Billy?
I have, guys.
Well, at least you don't have to be in the park anymore to do it.
You can do it from your hotel room now.
Right. Yeah. Right, yes.
But you still have to be up to do it, yes.
Yes.
Like Sue, you know Bob Iger and Bob Chapek switched roles, right?
Yes, I did know that.
All right, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Michael Eisner's no longer the CEO.
I loved that guy.
Disneyland hasn't been open in 9.5 months.
I was there a month before it closed because we were there over Valentine's Day. So, yeah, we were there right before it closed, which was an awful experience, which we never did talk about, but it wasn't great.
Did you do Steakhouse 55, Susan?
No.
Napa Grill?
No. We did.
That's awful. I don't even want to know. Yeah, we did Ponderosa. Done. Let's go.
Carthay Circle?
That's not bad. Carthay Circle's a decent one, right?
Now I'm understanding why no one ever wanted to talk to me about what we did in Disneyland. It's because Mike was mad I didn't eat at the right restaurants.
Oh, those are like the two must-dos.
You don't, like, it's a long story. It's like, it was so busy. It was so crazy. They were unprecedented crowds. It was hard to even move around in there, let alone figure out where in the heck you were going when you thought you were going towards Fantasyland, but you know, you weren't because you're not in Disney World. You're in Disneyland. It wasn't great. Anyway, let's talk about something I'm really excited to talk about, which is Festival of the Arts, the only Epcot festival I've never been to before that is officially as of today.
Yeah, it opened today. That's right.
Happening. And I'm so excited to go.
It's a good one.
Have you been? You've been?
Yes.
I was
last year. 2 years
ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah. Last year, nothing happened.
No.
Right. I'm looking at the little booths. Those look delicious. The drink options look amazing. Which I never drink unless I'm at Disney. And so that's exciting.
But the art's actually the best part. Like the booth with the original art, it's really cool.
We went to Disney like the week after the festival was over, and Marshall got it was, on sale technically because the festival was over, but he got a really cool print of Mickey. That's what he picked for his souvenir that time, was this cool Mickey print that was left over from the festival. And I love all the little things you can stand in and look like you're taking a picture.
Yeah, that's a cool little thing they do too. Yeah. You look like you're in the actual artwork.
Yeah, like I saw one today that was of Venus. The Birth of Venus.
Yeah.
One. And all the little pictures that Figment's hiding in. Around the countries and things.
Yeah, we did that with the girls. They liked that when we went.
So I'm very excited for that. It's definitely something I've wanted to do since it started. So, all the little, the almond frangipane cake that looks like that painting.
All the colors.
Yes. Yeah. I'm excited. I've already printed out all the menus and I'm making my little list. There's like a little beer flight that comes with popcorn, flavored popcorn for each beer.
I did see that. They have like a peanut butter beer, right?
Right. There was one that had like bacon in it and one, yeah, there was different flavored popcorns and they're like sitting on top of the beer flight. It looks really cool. I'm excited.
Does that interest you, Mike?
Not at all, Billy.
Oh, okay.
No.
You do like the Festival of the Arts, though, right? That's probably your favorite one.
Yeah, because I like the artwork. I love the artwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could care less.
You could get a nice picture for that hostage wall you have behind you. So
yeah, you could.
It's just the wall my bed is on. I mean,
I have like a literal cement slab behind me, but.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're in a basement.
I am. I'm in my basement, my unfinished basement. This is the studio now.
Oh.
You know, I moved, right? So I'm in a new
studio. I know you moved.
I know. You got that far back. It's been almost a year.
Well, you talk to my husband daily.
That's true.
Yeah, but I'm sure he doesn't tell you.
He tells me things.
Oh, that's good.
Just not like about the fart stuff. And
yeah, you know the Gary move? Yeah.
So Doug wants to do Regal Eagle Smokehouse. He wants to try that.
Got to do it. Sure. You got to try it.
A lot of people say it's really like their favorite barbecue.
I've heard it's good. I've heard it's pretty good.
I just don't know if I want. Although they closed the one in Morocco, right? That's closed right now.
I think the whole pavilion's closed, isn't it? Like, I think Steve's working in there.
the country of Morocco pulled out. They're like, yeah, we're not sponsoring this anymore. So Disney just closed everything down.
Well, what are we going to do? Use our own money?
Yeah, I know, right?
I thought they just said they just reopened whatever the restaurant is where you ate food off of other people's plates.
Marrakesh?
Yeah. No, the one by the water where you ate food from other people.
Oh, Spice Road table?
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
Spice open. Road's good.
Where you ate, you did eat the hummus fries off someone's plate there.
Who, me?
Yeah. Yes!
I had their burgers.
Spiders, yeah.
Yeah.
That's that will forever just be the place where Mike ate other people's food. I don't know.
It was offered. What would you would have turned it down?
Even pre-COVID, yes. Absolutely.
Would you, Gary? You would have taken it.
I'm thinking about it. I don't know. Did they seem like normal people?
Right next to me. Like, we're at a table, right, talking to them. So, like, yeah, I saw, like...
Sitting next to you doesn't make someone normal. I've sat next to someone.
They didn't cook it.
Yeah, but still.
They weren't picking their nose and putting it under the bun. The thing sat at the side of the table. They didn't touch it, and they offered it to me.
That's fair. That's fair.
Put it this way, if I felt embarrassed and I said, no, we're good, and then they paid their bill and left, I would have taken the freaking plate before the waiter cleared it. I was staring at those dirties like for 45 minutes. They must have.
They probably felt bad for it.
Hasn't eaten in like 2 months. We got to offer. I just kept like looking at it.
They were going to eat it, but they saw the way you were looking at it. They're like, do you want this? We're not going to eat it. They probably made another reservation on the way out.
Two apps and four small plates. Yeah, yeah, I'd like your burgers.
They gave you a $20 bill. Here, take a shower.
I'm pretty sure that Spice Road table reopened. Okay. But that definitely is not something I'm interested in. But I would like to go to Via Napoli just because we haven't been there in a really long time.
Here we go, Billy. Here we go. Here we freaking go.
You like Via Napoli.
Via Napoli, we're gonna go to Everything Pop. We're gonna
So this day
we haven't been in over a year. They have to do all the they have to get all the cheerleader stuff out of their system.
Yes, we definitely do. What should we do for breakfast this day though? That's my question.
What time does Epcot open?
11 AM.
Jeez. I don't know what's
what
open,
day
though.
Is what day?
It's a Wednesday.
Because you know what I'd like to do? I want to do the breakfast at the UK, the traditional English breakfast, but
they don't open till 11.
I eat breakfast sometimes at 1 in the afternoon for crying
out. Yeah, but these are normal people, Bill. They have a lunch plan probably for 12:30. They don't want to have breakfast at 11:56.
Actually, we don't have any reservations for that day. We don't
but you were saying you were going to do like the Regal Eagle or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is Ale and Compass open? I don't think so. That's closed, right?
Yes, Ale and Compass is open, but again, like
they don't do the buffet. Yeah.
No, no, no. Buffets are pretty much dead. I'm pretty sure. It'll be all you care to enjoy platters to your. What's it called? Garden Grill is open. For lunch and dinner, the one in the land.
Yeah.
What about Chef Mickey's? I'm dying to try their new menu.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's cheaper and they bring it all to your plate. They got tater tots and eggs and waffles and pancakes and all sorts of breakfast meats, and it's like 30 change.
Really?
It's not like your typical, yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
I mean, my go-to is either Kona or the cafe.
Yeah, well, the cafe, obviously.
But again, they got rid of the chicken and waffles.
But would you have that for breakfast?
Steak and eggs with chimichurri.
Yeah, that's what Doug would get, would be the steak and eggs. But that chicken is the best thing.
Even for breakfast, you would get that?
Yeah, that's what I got last time we went. We were there, like 10, 9:30, something like that?
Yeah. I'm not. I mean, I would too. I just didn't know. Some people would shy away from chicken.
I'm not a like Eggs Benedict kind of person. I'm more of a sweet and savory. So chicken waffles was perfect. Well,
yeah.
The bacon inside kind of stunk, but. So I don't know. We talked about Kona. We talked about. Just going to where did you go, Gary? You went there with the princesses.
Oh, the Trattoria Italian Forno.
Yes, yeah.
It wasn't bad. The food was pretty good there. I had like their breakfast calzone that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's called the Shipwrecked or something like that. We talked about that, but there's no characters right now.
Right.
But I think it was a little cheaper because there was no characters. But also, what breaks my heart is there's no pastry basket.
Oh, they don't do that either. Yeah, that was actually pretty good. I mean, Olivia's has good breakfast. You guys have your car, right? You're renting a car.
We talked about not renting the car until the end, until we leave Disney.
Yeah, that'd be a pain to get over there then.
Yeah, we thought we'd try and stick like Ale and Compass or Trattoria Al Forno or something along those lines. And then that's it. Then we talked about if we're feeling like we're missing anything, we can always add a day, you know, like for less than $100 and do one other park on checkout day on Thursday. And then, of course, I made a reservation for Beaches and Cream because we haven't been there in forever. Because I think last time we were there, they were under refurb.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And... that's my last
another cheerleader joint, Bill. They're just knocking them all up. Those
Beaches I know.
And Cream. Wait, what's the last one?
Beaches and Cream.
Oh, yeah, well, of course.
I love the No Way Jose. I have actually taken to like melting peanut butter and hot fudge at home and making my own No Way
Jose. It's not the same. I don't know what the peanut butter sauce is that ice cream places use, but it's not just melted peanut butter.
It's not. It has to have like some caro syrup or something in it to like make it a different viscous. I don't know. But yeah, you're right. Very it's different. Not.
Yeah, yes. Like, because I always got, like, whenever I would go to, like, Friendly's up here, Bill, I would always get the peanut butter one, and it had, like, the peanut butter sauce, and it's definitely different than just melted peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't harden back up when it gets cold.
Right. And regular peanut butter almost, like, does the magic shell thing, where it, like, completely, mm-hmm. yeah. Yes. So, we have to go to Beaches and Cream so I can get the No Way Jose. And I kind of want to try, there's something on the menu called the Liquid Sunshine, which is just orange, sherbet, and Sprite mixed up.
So you're going to get a shake and a sundae?
So one is a beverage.
It's a shake.
A beverage.
Okay.
And then I always get the chili and the like four cheese, grilled cheese, because it's amazing. And then we are doing our non-Disney stuff.
You know, Sue, so if I could interject, the tomato soup is really good there.
I don't like tomato soup. Because that's what the menu is actually, tomato soup and grilled cheese. But then I always ask. Yeah, yep. I always sub for the chili. because I love chili.
That's your prerogative, Susan. That's your prerogative.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like chili, but grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Oh, the tomato soup there is good, Billy.
Is it like a tomato basil, like a creamy, yeah. or is it just?
No, it's creamy. It's very good. Very tasty.
I can sometimes do that. When we were in Disneyland, you know, you have to try the tomato soup and grilled cheese from, I can't remember the bakery in Disneyland.
Oh, the and sourdough place?
No, it's not the sourdough place. It's the, maybe it is. I can picture it, but they're just cranking those things out, and that was just gross. But, and then our non-Disney things we're trying to plan, because Marshall's in fourth grade this year. He gets a free national park pass. So it's like a 30, like if we were to go to the Everglades National Park, it's like $30 or $40 to get like through the gate for the day.
It's a free park pass, so Bill.
Yes.
It's free.
I heard.
And so we want to see the Everglades and try that.
How far is that from Disney?
Like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. Not too bad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everglade? Mm-hmm. Like down by Miami?
Yeah.
I think I want to say it's more than that.
Really? I thought it was only like an hour. Because he did it from your house and he did it from Disney. And it was way longer from your house than it was from Disney.
Do, 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 do.
3 hours and 26 minutes.
What?
From Disney?
Orlando. Everglades National Park to Walt Disney World is 3 hours and 26 minutes.
Oh, my husband is sadly mistaken then.
And I bet it's closer from where I am. Check it out from where I am.
2 hours and 31 minutes.
Well, it depends on which. Hold on. It depends on which, because there's three visitor centers.
I don't think there's going to be one in Miami and one in Jacksonville. I think they're all going to be relatively close to each other.
Because no, there is. There's one, like it's called Shark Valley, is the one that I had him look it up to, because that's right. The one they have like a tram tour.
Shark Valley to Disney World. That one's further, 3 hours and 53 minutes.
Yeah. Holy criminy. Yep. Are you serious? Is that with traffic?
No, it's just what it's 263
with
miles.
Traffic, Bill. It's going to be even more.
It's going to be. Oh, no. Yeah.
It's in Miami proper. It's not like it's like the outskirts. It's Miami. You might want to just take a flight.
No doubt. Well, we'll see, I guess, because Doug really wants to see the Everglades.
Hey.
And do like one of those airboat tours.
Oh, those are fun. I did. You've one done in one? Louisiana. They're fantastic. Oh, really? Have you ever done one, Bill? You don't get to the South often.
I don't.
We were watching a video. We were just like searching, you know, Everglades, whatever. And there was the video of an airboat tour. Some guy was just doing a YouTube video about it. And like zero people had masks on. The driver didn't have a mask on. Like this was like 2 months ago. This video came out.
It's a different world in Miami.
Yeah, but it also might have been downloaded at a different time though.
No. It was like the lady taking the money had a mask on, and they were saying because of COVID, this or whatever. But no, it was because
I have to put some. I have to like explain to my not in my comments, but in my description, because I put some older videos and people are like, well, I thought you had to wear a mask at Disney. And I'm like making sure that I comment like, yeah, that was from a year ago.
This was filmed in 2019.
Yeah. This was filmed in the good old days. Yeah. I see things like that too and think the same thing.
They do that on like TV shows. They were showing a commercial. I was watching I don't even remember what it was, but it was like a commercial for some kind of thing where people would go to. It was like, these were filmed before, you know, in 2019, before Corona. I'm like, geez, people get mad if like you show a commercial of people not wearing masks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You're on Facebook?
Yeah, well, I guess that's true. That's a good point.
Damn religion, for crying out loud.
I have to say, you just brought this up. I saw a thing on Twitter. Some reporter did a story on the thing that happened at the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And they said there was like a congressperson who was filmed like barricading their door, like trying to keep the people out. And they're like, oh, this person was doing a great job trying to protect the other people. But we did notice they weren't wearing a mask during it. And I'm like, really? That's your concern during this? Like, people are breaking in. You're concerned for your life. And the person like on Twitter is like, well, they weren't wearing a mask. It's like, okay.
Wow.
So there you go.
Wow. That is something I am concerned about, wearing a mask for the whole day, seeing how that goes. Marshall's fairly used to it, where he's in school in person. So he wears a mask every day, all day.
It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal at all.
It's not.
I did it in the middle of summer. Again, you didn't listen to my show, but I did it in the middle of the summer, and it's fine. It's fine.
We discussed that via message.
But I know you. It'll be 42 degrees. Oh, I'm getting a little bit hot here, Doug. Might have to go back to the hotel.
No, I'm actually more worried about Doug. Doug's the one who really dislikes wearing masks. I have to wear one, you know.
We're not going to see home videos of Doug, are we?
On the news?
Becker, Minnesota, man.
No. Hopefully not.
He's going to grab the podium.
It's like one buddy. Night he has like two drinks and he's just whacked out of his mind. I'm not wearing this. And he starts singing like zippity doo-dah songs. And
of course it has to be zippity doo-dah.
Yeah. Although you guys got to get on that, because who knows? That could be the last time. Splash Mountain.
I've only wrote it once in my life.
You're not a fan of that?
Yeah, I have. I'm not a huge roller coaster fan.
Bill, speaking of, I lost my beloved Disney Golf Visor on that ride.
The last time I was there. Oh, you didn't tell me. The black one? The one we both have the same one? Oh.
It tells you to hold on to your hats and glasses.
The guy specifically told me to hold on to it, and I've never had a problem with it.
I always just turn it backwards. So
I usually do too, but it wasn't even the one, because I usually put it backwards right before you go down the big one. This wasn't even that. It was the one that's kind of herky jerky when you go on the street and then you drop real quick and it just gone. Oh, so
you didn't
irritating.
Jump out after it?
I love that thing. I was so sad.
Is that the black one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It says Walt Disney World Golf like since 1971.
What else off property? Any other? How long are you in Florida after the 5-6 days at Disney?
3 more days. I think. Yeah. So I want to try. There's a restaurant by Mike and Kristen that I really want to try. The Amish place. Yoder's.
You familiar with that, Bill?
No.
The Amish place? No.
I know Kristen and I have talked about it because there's like they do pies at Thanksgiving. So we were going to order a pie for last Thanksgiving.
What's it called? Yoder's?
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to go there.
Oh, it's in Sarasota.
And then we talked about doing Legoland maybe for one day. So Mike said he's going to come with us. Right, Mike?
Not to Legoland?
Yes.
A bunch of like little 9-year-olds? Are you out of your mind?
You're not coming to Legoland with us?
You would do Gatorland.
Doug wants to do Gatorland. Mm. Doug talked about that.
Chickens to the gators. Throw the
hot dogs. Isn't it hot dogs?
Oh, I want to do the zip line.
I'm not ziplining over anything. I don't care if it's just sand. I'm not ziplining.
I was gonna say I wouldn't zip line over cotton candy. I'm not ziplining over gators.
Exactly. Thank you.
My body was not built to zip line.
No, either was mine. Mm-mm. Nope.
So just a couple days off property, though. So you might just rent the car at the end of the Disney trip and then do. Well, you're definitely gonna.
Yeah. We'll rent a car at the end of the Disney trip and then explore the rest of Florida. Oh, Doug talked about wanting to see Daytona. Like the
you guys are all over. That's like 2 hours in the other way.
Yeah,
you're going 4 hours down to Miami. Yeah. You're going an hour and a half to Mike's house. You guys are going to put about 1,000 miles on that rental car.
Hey, it's unlimited. It's fine.
That's true. But you're going to spend 90% of the time driving.
That's true, yeah. That's fine, as long as the windows are open. I so miss the smell of Florida. That's, like, one of my biggest things. I love how Florida smells. It's kind of like...
It smells different in the winter, though.
Yeah, it does.
It's more unique. It's the Florida smells in, like, between, like, May and October, I think.
I don't know. I mean, we've been there in January and December, and... I mean, I suppose as you get closer to the water is where it smells more, I think. Mm. Because it is the humidity and the, you know, that kind of thing.
There is definitely a Florida smell, though.
That's absolutely accurate. Yes. And obviously, see our friends while we're there. Well, some of them. Yeah, I think that's about it. I mean, we'll see. I would like to surprise the boys with one day at Universal, but we'll see. That's, I mean, it's like almost 170.
It's not really going to be a surprise because both of those guys listen to the show.
Right.
Good point. Coming out in 2 days, tomorrow night. Shoot.
Unlike you, Susan, we get support from the rest of your family.
I support you. I like everything. I download everything. I just couldn't listen for a while, okay? It was a, you know how you have those times? I mean, you don't, Mike, because you live there, but Gary, you understand the Disney depression.
Yeah, I haven't listened to a Disney podcast in like 4 years.
Right. Exactly. You haven't,
including this one.
Right.
I subscribe to my own, but I don't subscribe to any other Disney podcast. And it's not because I don't like, I just don't listen to them. I just can't. I also don't want to do like circular thinking where like you hear something on another Disney podcast and then you repeat it and it sounds like you're stealing what
they're saying to. Yes. I understand that for you. Yes, absolutely. No, I went to like all comedy podcasts and food podcasts for quite a while because I was just like,
I never even thought of a food podcast. I'm gonna have to start down. You send me some links.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. There's like ones about the perfect recipe, so it'll be like someone's perfect recipe on biscuits, or it'll be food history. There's a bunch of like food history podcasts.
I can listen to that.
Yeah, it's what got me through the last 6 months for sure. Because I couldn't listen if I couldn't go, and I didn't have any. Idea plan, when, yep.
I hear you. Yep.
So all that's right. Why.
Sounds good. Anything else, Mike, you want to ask here before we take our next break?
That's a negative part.
All right. We will be right back to wrap things up. All right, we are back from break. Episode number 357 is in the books. We talked about Sue's trip preview. First time down in, 14 months? That's a long stretch for you guys.
Very long. I think the longest since we started coming, honestly. Yep.
Be happy to go back. And Doug said you guys found some real cheap flights too, right? Taking one of those third-rate airlines that you may like fall out of the sky halfway down?
We're taking Sun Country, so it's nothing too bad.
That's the Minnesota-based one, right?
Yeah, I've flown Sun Country a number of times. I love them.
They were in TF Green for about 6 minutes, and they pulled out.
Oh, was that like before COVID? I remember them announcing that they were going to Green. Yeah. I used to fly them to Logan like back when it would be like $450 for Delta, and it was like $200. It was fantastic. And then one day, Billy... stewardess comes up to me. I'm sitting because they don't have first class. I'm like sitting in row A right outside the cockpit.
Yeah.
She's like,
my pilot doesn't want his meal. Would you like it? Like, everybody else has had peanuts, and I had steak, and, like, it was fantastic. A baked potato, it was awesome.
Just getting other people's food. That's like
the story. That's all I talked about on this episode is just eating other people's food. It was great. People are, like, looking at me. I'm kind of highbrow, and I'm like Kramer, like, oh, yeah.
Pulls out the napkin in the shirt.
Ah, yeah, it was good.
Got any A1 sauce? Excuse me. Was it cooked well? Was it like a nice medium rare?
Yeah, it was fine. It was all right.
Good.
Delta still thinks there is no pandemic. I think to fly Delta straight to MCO from Minneapolis was still like $200-something a piece. So I'm like, do they realize we're?
Yeah.
Some countries like $29 each or $39 each way. And
$39. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was amazing. Can't beat it. I can't do like Spirit. I was too worried to try something like that.
I did Spirit.
Did you? And you're still here.
They charge you if you want to like buckle your seat on Spirit. They're like, oh, the buckling fee is like $10 each way. And I mean, it's a little over exaggeration, but they charge you for everything on Spirit.
Right. Yeah. And that, well, Sun Country, you have to pay for your bags too. All you get is like a backpack. But
yeah, everyone does that, bro.
I'm not terrified of the planes. It's just the pilots. I mean, because they get these kids right out of school. So you got like Marshall Willing. And I'm your first pilot, Marshall Willing. You're like, what's this kid, 14. 9?
He's 14.
He milk up in the cockpit.
His mom dropped him off at the airport. Have a good day, sweetie.
With his brown bag, guys, flying a 747 up to Minneapolis.
But he has to be home by dark. So.
Yeah,
you can't take that late route.
This is your captain speaking. This is my first flight.
I'd like to thank my mom.
Yeah.
Hopefully it goes well. Marshall hates flying.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is that the main reason why you drive down? Because he doesn't like to fly? Or are you just like having the car when you go down?
We like having our car. We like being able to get water and, you know, snacks and stuff. And Doug doesn't mind driving. I mean, you know, he's a crazy truck driver. So, and Marshall hates flying. He will be so nervous and so anxious.
What's he not like? Does his ears pop or is he afraid of crashing?
I don't know, honestly. I have no idea what it is. He threw up a couple times when we flew. Mm. Like at takeoff or landing, he would throw up. And now it's just, we gave him
some medical marijuana.
No.
Some gummies. Here, eat these, kid.
Yeah. What is the stuff for, like, motion sickness?
Dramamine.
Dramamine.
That's it. Thank you. Dramamine. We gave him Dramamine when we flew to LAX. And it seemed to be okay, but he was still really nervous. So, I don't know. I might even go see if the doctor will give him something to calm him down. Like a gummy or something. Morphine. We'll see. But we should make it. We'll be fine. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you'll have a good trip.
Yes.
I don't have anything else to add. I'm excited to hear about some of the food when you get back. The only thing I care about.
Right.
So that's good. Anything else you want to add here? Or should I wrap it up, Bill?
You can wrap it up, Billy.
All right. You know where to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at WDWBTG. Subscribe wherever you download your podcast. Search for WDW Beyond the Gates. Go to our YouTube page, youtube.com. Search for WDW Beyond the Gates. Our website is wdwbtg.com. You can email a show info@wdwbtg.com, mike@wdwbtg.com, or gary@wdwbtg.com. Sue, do you want to add anything here? Or just, I wouldn't if I were you. Definitely don't want our listeners to be able to contact you.
We're always on the live shows anyway.
That's true. Well, that's going to do it for episode number 357 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. For our guest, Sue, in Minnesota, and for my co-host, Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-R-E.